Today is January 3rd, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. Eutelsat's OneWeb network was out of service for 2 days because of a software glitch. Several new Chinese launch vehicles are scheduled to make their debut this year. India is planning a record number of launches in 2025. And the Space Force will hold meetings this month for an environmental study on increasing launches from Vandenberg Space Force Base.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that Eutelsat's OneWeb network was out of service for 2 days because of a software glitch. The outage began Tuesday, with service from the low Earth orbit constellation not fully restored until Thursday. A company spokesperson said the outage was caused by the failure of software in ground systems to recognize that 2024 was a leap year. OneWeb is currently available across the Americas and large parts of Europe and Asia, with plans to begin full services for government and enterprise customers worldwide in the spring. Several new Chinese launch vehicles are scheduled to make their debut this year. Many of the rockets are intended to be reusable or can be adapted for reusability, while others are expendable but otherwise designed to be cost-effective. Among the first of those new rockets scheduled to launch is the Long March 8A. Expected to make its inaugural flight later this month. Many of the new rockets will be competing for contracts to deploy mega constellations such as Thousand Sails and Guowang, or for commercial cargo missions to the Tiangong Space Station. India is planning a record number of launches in 2025. The chairman of the Indian Space Agency, ISRO, S. Somanath, said the company was planning 10 launches in 2025, a figure that would set a record for annual launches by the country. Those launches include the first uncrewed orbital test flight of the Gaganyaan crewed spacecraft as soon as March. Other key events include a launch of the joint NASA-ISRO-NESA radar mapping satellite and a commercial launch of a communications satellite for AST SpaceMobile. The Space Force will hold meetings this month for an environmental study on increasing launches from Vandenberg Space Force Base. The service announced last month it would undertake an environmental impact study of modifications to Space Launch Complex, SLC-6, at the California base to allow SpaceX to use the site for its Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy rockets. The study will also examine increasing the overall Falcon launch rate at SLC-6 and SpaceX's existing SLC-4 to 100 missions per year. The increase in launches from Vandenberg faces opposition from some local residents and groups worried about environmental effects, including sonic booms. In other news, Florida Today reports that Blue Origin appears to be moving ahead with a launch of its new Glenn rocket as soon as the early morning hours Monday. Airspace notices are in effect for a launch of the first new Glenn rocket from Cape Canaveral in a window that opens at 1 a.m. Eastern Monday, running until 4:45 a.m. Eastern. Jacqueline, the ship that serves as the landing platform for the New Glenn first stage, left Port Canaveral Thursday to take up position in the Atlantic. The company has not confirmed those launch plans or provided other details about the upcoming mission. NASA's Parker Solar Probe has returned more data confirming a successful close approach to the sun last month. The spacecraft started returning telemetry Wednesday from its passage within 6.1 million kilometers of the sun on Christmas Eve. That telemetry, NASA said, showed that the spacecraft and its science instruments operated as expected during the flyby. Parker will start transmitting the science data it collected later this month as it moves away from the sun, allowing for higher data rates. Xinhua reports that China is starting to incorporate data from commercial satellites into its weather forecasting models. The China Meteorological Administration said it started this week to use data from the 23 satellite Tianmu-1 constellation and 12-satellite Yunyao-1 constellation. Both constellations provide radio occultation data, measuring Beidou and GPS navigation satellite signals that pass through the atmosphere. Several Western companies, such as GeoOptics, Planet IQ, and Spire, collect similar data, some of which is used by NOAA for weather forecasts.